You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. It is Monday, September 11th, 2017, and I'm hoping that everybody's day is going really well. It is a reflective day, right? So a lot of people that have been around for a period of time, or even those that aren't that older and are a little bit younger, all pretty much have it in the back of their mind or are reflective on this day of September 11th. And when I wrote on my coffee talk this morning, it really is a day that some people are affected in different ways, right? So some people are affected in ways that they're reflective over people that they've lost, or just the overall feeling of what this country was going through back on September 11th, years back. So really, when you think about it, just in a really small little sample size, I think that for me, I'm reflective, but I'm also very appreciative of the things that I have. And, you know, I was writing earlier about the fact that I have my cup of coffee and I have my health and I have my family, and I'm very thankful for that. And days like today, the reflective days that we go through, where we'll see it all over the TV and we'll see it in the news and reflective pieces to what this country's been through and what it went through back on September 11th, is something that I hold close to my heart, but I also know it makes me appreciative. So that's kind of what I was thinking of today when I was just waking up and I was drinking my coffee and I was just getting ready for the day. So I just wanted to share that with you all. And I know that there are a lot of other people that are also going through some pretty reflective times on today, along with people that have just basically had their state run through in the state of Florida with Hurricane Irma and the devastation that was brought through with that piece of it. People still recovering in Houston from the other hurricane and then the wildfires and everything else going on. So I definitely know that, I know personally for me, I'm very appreciative of what I have every day. And for those that are affected by any of the storms or any of the things that are going on out there, my heart and my prayers are with you, including my own mother down there. She said that there's a tree leaning on her house right now, but they were boarded up pretty tight and they seem to be pretty safe down there. So, Ma, I'm glad to hear that. I got your message this morning saying that everything's okay and you're past the worst of it. So very appreciative of that. So the topic of today's coffee talk, what I wanted to talk about a little bit, is around SMART goals. So this last week, I know it's a new week now, but this last week at some of the meetings that I participate in, Weight Watchers, what I did was, I went to the meeting and we were sitting there talking about the different topics. And one of the big topics that we talked about this week is SMART goals. And if anybody doesn't know what SMART goals are, take a look at the acronym for yourself and write those things down with words like specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. So very relevant to business-oriented stuff, which is what I do for a living. So this is where we park at a lot of times. We're talking about goals. We want to be very specific what we want to accomplish, or we want something that can be measurable, something that's quantifiable that you can put on a piece of paper or into an app or into a calculator to be able to say, this is something I can measure to know that I've accomplished something that I'm really shooting for. And then attainable is something that you can actually get to. There is a finish line with goals, although there is no finish line with your overall health-related goals, right? But there's a finish line with goals that you want to be able to shoot for. And then realistic is something that you are giving yourself something to accomplish or do, all the while knowing that you have to be able to accomplish that. And if you don't accomplish it, or if you are setting yourself with unrealistic goals, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And then time-bound or time-sensitive is one that's pretty important, because you want to give yourself a deadline of when you want to accomplish it. Now, the part that I struggle with time-sensitive is that when it comes to health-related or when it comes to different things, when you set a timeline, if you do get to the timeline, but and you are working on things that are getting to the goal, make that timeline a little bit more adjustable. you know, just to be able to give yourself a little bit of leeway or some flexibility, because sometimes time sensitive stuff, you know, we get so stuck in that mode of I want to get something done so short and instant gratification and get it done and move that way, that a lot of times we forget that we're human beings and life happens and those kind of things. So adjust that time sensitive portion that you need to. But the part that I want to talk about is the size of your SMART goals. So you have your SMART goals right over here that a lot of us worked on that are on Weight Watchers. I know a lot of you aren't on Weight Watchers. That's why I fumbled a little bit with the Weight Watchers piece, because there are people that aren't doing Weight Watchers but are doing things that are similar, setting goals for weightlifting, setting goals for work, setting goals for family, those kind of things. So this is all relatable, but I just wanted to share that as we went through the exercise last week and we thought to ourselves, what does SMART goals look like and what is my SMART goal? Am I being specific with the things that I want to accomplish is the real key for me. I can't just say I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, I want to lose 20 pounds by when? Okay, so that's half of the SMART goal. But is it measurable? Yeah, it's kind of measurable. You got your scale and you got your pounds, those kind of things. Is it attainable and realistic? Yeah, but the specific piece of it is I want to lose 5 pounds per week up to this point by doing blah, 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 right? Being very specific with the things that we want to accomplish. And a lot of times people will put just that on a SMART goal, but SMART goals are a little bit bigger. They're a little bit deeper than just your regular surface value number. So let me talk about that for a second. So when you're setting goals, are you setting your Mount Everest up here? Are you setting something up so high? Although you may think in your mind it's totally attainable and it's realistic and you can get there because you're in the mode, you're focused, you're like, yes, I'm ready to go. But a week into it, if that unrealistic Mount Everest seems so high after a week into it and you didn't see the first maybe week or two results that you were looking for, what happens is that Everest gets higher and higher and higher, and it gets bigger and bigger. And then next thing you know, you're looking at yourself going, I cannot accomplish the goals that I've set out for myself. So my task or my challenge to everybody is, because I know this is what I have to do. Remember, I'm no doctor, I'm no psychologist, I'm nothing like that. But what I am is somebody that's going through the trenches just like you, and I've been there and I'm still going through it every day. So what I talked about this morning on Coffee Talk was a lot about making smaller goals, attainable goals, right? All of them seem to be attainable, but smaller goals seem to be something that you can accomplish in a quicker fashion, in a way that's going to give yourself some gratification. So there's three reasons why I feel like if you whittle down your goals into bite-sized chunks, small incremental goals, there's reasons why. Three reasons. One, these small goals that you're going to set are attainable and achievable, right? So very smaller goals, little incremental. So if you're looking to run a mile within a month, so your goals, you can set your small goals. By the end of this week, I want to run a quarter of a mile, right? Incremental. So you're working your way up to that quarter of a mile. Then when you can hit that goal, here's the other reason that it's important outside of just making something smaller, attainable and achievable, is that these small goals, the second part is these small goals can lead to larger goals that you have overall. So what we don't think about a lot of times is our small goals can layer in and add on and add on and add on until you get to the bigger goal that you're looking for in the long run. Exactly the same reference that I had before is with running. With the Couch to 5K program that a lot of people do, what happens is they go incremental. They're small little amounts that they're taking bite-sized chunks out of everything, and they're working their stamina up and they're building their way up. And what happens is at the end of each week, you kind of celebrate in the fact that you're at the end of week one or you're at the end of week two. And that's your time sensitive portion of it. And you've gotten through that goal and you've hit that small goal, not really even knowing sometimes that at the end of the game, you are working your way up to the large goal that you want to be able to hit and get to. Okay, so that's the number two. Number three, why wouldn't you want to feel like you're accomplishing something along the way? This is such an important piece because we always talk about trying to play in the space of positive, play in the space of accomplishing things. As I'm going through life, you want to get into situations where you feel like you're accomplishing small things or big things. You want to feel a sense of worth. And what happens is if you're on looking at Mount Everest and you're always trying to dig for that large, large size hill, what happens is that you get into the defeated mentality and you don't feel like you're accomplishing anything, even though you may be. I mean, if you think about it, my overall journey outside of my Liquid Shano, and then I had another profile piece with Weight Watchers that I was on, and I've lost a total of 100 pounds. Now, I've got about 15 more, or around 12 to 15 more to go. It feels to me like I can only keep my eye sometimes on that 12 to 15 pounds. I only look at those because that's still part of my Mount Everest. It's still part of my getting to my goal of where I want to be. And when you think about it, that can overwhelm your brain. It can overwhelm your mind. But when I also think about the fact that if I get back to the basics and I work on each weekly goal and I can hit my targets, what I want to be able to hit to for my food-wise or my exercise or those kind of things each week, and I incrementally work towards that goal or whatever that goal might be at the end of that week, that 12 to 15 pounds will be something that I can accomplish. So we want to feel like we're accomplishing something. We want to feel like, although a lot of people will say, I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need somebody telling me, great job. Yes, you do. You need somebody to pat you on your back. You need some sense of accomplishment, some sense of investing in your heart along with all the other stuff that you got going on. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when we're looking at each other and we're just trying to get through the grind of every day, and you're going to work every day and you're not getting no sense of that people appreciate you, or you're at home and you're going to work every day and you may not be getting that at home. You may not be getting that feeling of somebody looking at you saying, I love you and great job, right? All those things that we need, although we may take for granted sometimes. You need those things in your life. You need to feel like you are accomplishing something, and you need to put yourself on a pedestal, and you need to receive that trophy at that moment in time, at that point of your life and the things that you're trying to accomplish. I don't know if that makes sense for a lot of people. It might. I know it makes sense to me. The only way that I can achieve my larger goals is to set smaller SMART goals and achieve those smaller SMART goals in conjunction with each other, layering them in on top of each other to build up to a larger place that I want to be or where I want to become. Now, the hard part for people when they do that, when they break it down into smaller bite-sized goals, is it takes much longer sometimes to achieve your larger Mount Everest. And we talked about in a few coffee talks ago about instant gratification and people wanting to be able to achieve something quickly, fast, and at the push of a button. Well, that's not the case when it comes to small, bite-sized goals. It's not. Because you sometimes have to whittle it down so small that it's got to be something that isn't going to really put a blip on the big screen of what you're looking for, but it's what you need at that moment in time. You may be having a bad day, a rough week, or something like that, and that small, incremental, tiny-sized, bite-sized goal that you're trying to shoot for, you may have to adjust and refocus and maybe add it on to the next week. And so these things may add up to longer periods of time. So the expectation you should set for yourself is yes, I know it's going to take longer, but it's sustainable, it's long-term, and it's something that I can really work on, and it's something that I can use for the rest of my life as I am in this health journey, and I'm trying to be able to stay healthy for the rest of my life rather than the instant gratification of losing a lot of weight really quickly right now. Okay, so that's what the coffee talk is about today. If you have a SMART goal set out after last week, or if you don't have SMART goals, it might be good to be able to take a look at those specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. Set small goals. Even if you have a big one, you have a big goal that's set up on the table. Remember, we talked about on paper, on purpose, write down your goals. Well, the smaller goals, try to incorporate them as small bite-sized chunks of that, what that bigger goal is today, and see what you can accomplish. See what you can find. Small little amounts that you can chip away at that huge rock that you're trying to be able to get into can really make a difference in your life. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.